John, tell me basically what the history of the band is. I know you've been playing with bands in the area for quite a while, but how long has Exciter been in existence?
Okay, we formed May 1979, and we've been going strong ever since, so just about 3 years or so right now.
Mm-hmm. But what about yourself? I mean, you've been playing, you know, you've been playing for a while. Have you always played the style of music that you're playing now with Exciter?
No, not really. Yeah. I've always liked the heavier style of music. Yeah. Like back in the late 60s, early 70s, there wasn't that many heavy metal bands.
Yeah.
There was like heavy rock or whatever you want to call it, but not heavy metal.
Yeah.
Like today you got bands like Motorhead and Judas Priest and so on.
Yeah, I know your the style of heavy metal that you play is not is more modern than let's say, you know, like you said, Deep Purple, and say bands like Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. It's more hard rock. It's a fine line, I think, between hard rock and heavy metal. But you guys are definitely playing a more modern style. How have you developed or come to develop this sound? Is it just something you've always wanted to play, or what's the reason?
Okay, well, first of all, our influences are also trying to achieve a new 80s style heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the bands that we listen to when we write our tunes. So that's what we're trying to achieve. Like some of the riffs may have been used before, but the way we put them together, combined with the energy and the musicianship, it sounds like fresh metal. It doesn't sound like some bands that we've heard from Britain, you know, they call themselves heavy metal bands, but they're actually like acid rock or something like that. We're not acid rock or heavy metal. Like you said, there's a very fine line.
What about Danny? What's your experience with playing with bands in the local area or whatever?
Okay, my experience playing with bands. As you know, I'm not as old as John is here. I don't have as much experience as John, but I've been playing music for about 6 years now, and I've been doing it professionally for roughly three. But going back 6 years ago when I had my first drum kit, I guess bands like the early American metal, like Aerosmith was, you know, on the top. Ted Nugent was doing California Jam, you know, and Van Halen's first album just started, and everybody, you know, the whole bar scene was to play, you know, Ain't Talking About Love by Van Halen, and I don't know if I should say this, but you know, Kiss was like number one back then, and every kid was in the Kiss at the time. Well, you know, I followed these bands to start out with, and you know, Priest wasn't known too well in America. They were booming in England with Stained Glass, Sin After Sin, and the Hellbent for Leather album, but you know, they weren't going over too well over here. But you know, they really broke, I guess, when say Unleashed in the East came out, and that's, you know, that's about when I first really started to get into British metal.
Your influences, like John, are more not so much as in the old bands, but more in the modern style of heavy metal.
Yeah, exactly. Iron Maiden, you know, the new young bands. Mm-hmm. Even I know Priest is a pretty old band; they've been around for 10 years, but you know, the 80s style metal.
They've brought themselves up to date pretty well. I wanted to ask you guys about an article which has appeared in Music Express, I believe the latest issue. It's a Canadian rock magazine. And there's actually an article on Exciter in here. And they mention that you backed up Black Sabbath when Black Sabbath was performing here in Ottawa. How did they mention to you that they were going to be getting this article on you in their magazine, or what?
Well, actually, what happened is during the show, there was a photographer from the magazine there, Candace Abbott, and she was very, very impressed with the group, and she took pictures of us during performance and backstage and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, we definitely will be featured in the upcoming issue of the magazine because we're up and coming, a new Canadian band. And she said that someone from the magazine would be calling me a week or two later to have a more exclusive interview over the telephone.
Great.
And basically, that's the way it went down.
All right, is this the first recognition you're really getting in Canada for all the work you've been going through so far?
Well, as far as press releases go, yes. We are known in other areas, but not through the press.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting very good press also over in Europe because of another album that we have out that we'll get to later.
Yeah, we'll mention that later.
Right.
Also, I just want to mention before we continue about CKCU-FM, the station you are listening to right now. John, I understand in Europe you're getting some people are interested in your music and in the band in general.
Okay, actually we've gotten a lot of fan mail from this U.S. metal album that we have out, which is on a small San Francisco label.
Mm-hmm.
And two countries in particular, Holland and Belgium. We've got some letters from Holland from a magazine, and also a radio station in Belgium have sent us some letters, especially by a DJ called Tomcat.
Mm-hmm.
And his program is called Overdrive, and all he does is feature strictly, you know, heavy metal craziness. And he says our song on the U.S. metal album, World War III, is the most requested song.
Fantastic.
And the kids keep calling up and saying, we want more Exciter, we want more Exciter. But right now, that's all we have on vinyl, is this one particular cut, World War III.
I want to talk to John and Danny about records and what the future is for the band as far as getting something on record. Danny, you want to comment on
that? Sure. Okay, the future for Exciter, well, right now, what you're hearing on the tape here on the demo, we're taking the master, and you know, we don't get much recognition from Canadian record companies, and
I understand you've seen a few of them.
Yeah, we've seen a few, and you know, well, just to put it short, we're too heavy, you know. Canada just does not want us on vinyl. We're too heavy for record representatives and stuff like that. So we decided to do like we've always done in the past, to just go for it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put out an album ourselves. We're working on the album cover right now. We're just going to get like about 1,000 copies pressed. Mm-hmm. And then just sell them outright, you know, because there is a lot of people around the city and outside of the city that want Exciter albums, you know. They're just crying for them. And
do you think Ottawa is the limit to Exciter fans? Do you think possibly, I mean, you mentioned the popularity you have in Europe. Are you going to consider shipping a few records over there to your contacts that you already have?
Definitely.
See what can happen.
I think we'll boom more in Europe than we will over here.